Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello and welcome to the Happy Foot, Sad Foot post-game live stream and podcast. I'm your host, Travis Helwig.
I'm Darren Miller.
And I'm Vince LaRosa, here to remind all you haters that started this playoffs being like, well, I don't know if we get past Vancouver. Stop it. Just stop it.
Coming with the receipts hot at the beginning of the podcast, we just finished our live stream over on the LAFC YouTube, where we watched Vancouver lose to LAFC in two games, and we watched Mr. Bean himself, Vanni Sartini, get a red card near the end of the game for what I can only describe as the most Major League Soccer 10 minutes I've ever seen. But before we get into it, we have a very special guest joining us. For the first time on our show, an old friend to the LAFC community, the one, the only, king of 110 Football Club, Connor Kalopsis. I tried, Connor.
No, hey, great introduction. Very special guest, huh?
Started over. Let's do it again.
Yeah, thank you guys. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks for coming on. We're all big fans, Connor.
Thank you. You guys, now the viewers are going to be flocking at the masses.
Yeah, I can see the numbers like skyrocketing as we speak. I know. So Vince, I want to quickly ask you about that sequence because I think it's on everyone's mind right now. What the fuck happened that made that goal not count? Why was that considered offsides?
Well, it's something that really happens, but so the rule is the rule actually doesn't have anything to do with the goalkeeper. It's the second to last defender. So even though the goalkeeper is up and you're thinking, okay, well, there's a defender back, it doesn't matter. No, if you're ahead of the ball and the ball is played forward past the second to last defender, then you are offside. The thing is, you would think that Carlos and Denny would realize that, but it really doesn't happen that often. So I can't totally blame them, and thank God it didn't come back to bite them. But yeah, they should have known better. Like, Denny should have just ran even with Carlos, or Carlos should have just scored it himself. But they got a little too cute there, and that's why that happened.
Well, still don't understand it. I mean, Connor, like, something we do here. Oh, go ahead, Vince.
I was going to say, like, honestly, if they let's say no one runs back, like, and there's no defenders at all, and he's ahead of the ball and he plays it forward, it's offside. And I know people are like, well, I don't understand. There's not even anyone around. That's just, it's always if you're ahead of the second to last defender, and that can be anyone on the field, a goalkeeper, a forward, a defender, a referee. No, not a referee, but the referee did a pretty good job of initiating that play.
Yeah, thanks to the referee for stopping that goal scoring opportunity. Really wonderful.
He must have felt so embarrassed too. That's the vibe I was getting, where he didn't really want to make a decision off of what happened just because he like didn't make one initially. So he was just kind of standing there listening to those Vancouver fans saying ref you suck.
Because he should have blown it dead probably and had a drop ball, which probably wouldn't help Vancouver anyways. But I yeah, to Connor's point, I wonder at what point the referee's like, I could stop it now. no, no, no. I could start with that. No. Oh, and then he just went, I'm going to just let it roll. I'm just going to let it roll.
Yeah.
And especially when there's a breakaway, too, we would be mad if he stopped the play once it starts moving in the other direction, yeah. You know? I think my first happy foot of the game, Connor, we give happy feet and sad feet after every game. My first happy foot is Maxime Crépeau, who played so Absolutely. Well for us, made so many important saves, saves that I would expect him to make, but, you know, in tough situations, and didn't have a single mistake. He had that one weird one where he like scooped it up on his side while he was sliding. Yeah. Really fantastic game for Max. And I also just want to shout out Steve Cherundolo for starting a lineup that made a lot of people a little nervous and ending up still with the win, thanks to our good friend Mario Gonzalez, who we couldn't say anything negatively about on the LAFC stream.
doing the live watch along is tough for a lot of reasons, and one of them is that you can't talk shit.
Wait, did you have... Wait, so he didn't play... He only played the half. Was Bredos the first half?
No, it was second Bogert.
Half. It was second half.
Oh, Bredos came well, second half. You should have just had Tommy Scoop say all the bad stuff. He can say whatever he wants.
It's true. He didn't take the bait, but...
Didn't take the bait. Okay.
Smart.
He did say he actually did say on the live stream that he called it a controversial call. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I remember how far he went, but I don't think he was totally convinced that it was a smart.
We can say a smart call.
Right,
Connor. Do you have any happy feet or sad feet for the game that you want to say before anyone else steals them?
Yeah, I feel like we're just gonna keep beating that dead horse of what is Mario Gonzalez. Like you can't, I mean, I can't pinpoint anything other than that. Maybe the ref slip up at the end of the game, but my God, when's it going to end? One goal is all we're asking. And the opportunities are there. This game was, I'd say, the epitome of here's your chance to make your mark and not taking
Absolutely.
It, in my opinion. But Absolutely. What do I know?
Yeah. The whiff on the header that, you know, he definitely was in range of was tough. And then you see he's in his head, like he was mad at himself a couple moments later in it. And I
was just gonna say, I mean, I've been there plenty of times, Sunday league, so yeah. I get it to an extent. But but come on, Mario.
And I would say the stakes are about the same, you know.
I think like, so too.
Yeah,
if not a little less for LAFC and Gonzalez.
Sure, it seems like he's touching every ball like very aggressively. Like he's getting, he's like, okay, here's my chance. And it's like, okay, but just chill for a second, and then you could actually have a chance.
I love that. He's literally a false nine. That's
Drover Shy with the meanest thing anyone's ever said about Mario.
Holding back as much as we were on the live stream.
That's pretty solid.
Literally a false nine. Brutal.
I actually want to go the other way than Darren. I thought he was like, he's so low in confidence that he was finding ways to like hide himself behind defenders where he's like, oh, I can't get the ball. The guy's covering me. I just can't. And then Ordaz comes in and he's easily, you know, being available, getting on the ball. Ordaz still has a long ways to go. I don't think he necessarily put in the perfect performance, but the fact that he is 20 years old and he's dropping off the line, he's finding ways to receive passes. And I don't remember really more than one ball other than in transition when they won the penalty, Mario dropping off and actually being like, hey, play me the ball. I'm happy to receive the ball and I can do something with it. That's bad.
You know, I'll just jump in really quickly and say my happy foot is the fact that after all of the jokes going back and forth about that Continental tire ad, the fact that Apple TV decided to air it right before the match was, I think, a very great start to the game.
That was great. I loved that.
I mean, he made the smart choice. The ref made the smart choice of getting in the way of the Vancouver team, who I think should rightly be angry. Like, that was a great opportunity. He was running up to hit the ball. I know that you can't really do much about it, and it's just unlucky. Max was very confident that we would win this game in a way that made me uncomfortable because I didn't think I felt we looked shaky, but that's just me, you know, having an anxiety disorder. Vince, as someone who knows what they're talking about, how did you feel watching this game?
They grew into the game. I thought Vancouver actually had a very good game plan. What they were doing early was they were trying to just separate those center backs and just cause some havoc. So you saw Ali Ahmed and Ryan Gold basically starting from like inside channels, which are like just to the side of either Mario and Aaron Long, and they're running inside to outside. And so they're basically saying, look, one of you are going to have to go with us because your fullbacks are pressing up high against our wingbacks, and you're going to have to get your rotations right. And if you slip up, that's when Brian White is going to be open or someone's going to be open. And early on, like I was with you, Travis, I was like, uh-oh, this doesn't look good. Like they didn't seem sharp in the rotations. It looked like Brian White was bossing Murillo on a lot of the plays, but then they slowly grew into it. And then I think Ilya actually started to really figure out what they were doing and he started to provide more help. And that's when LAFC kind of figured that out. And then honestly, after that though, I didn't think Vancouver really had an answer other than to just like cause havoc. And LAFC was really smart with the way they played the game after scoring their goal. They're like, we can play some possession. And I think that would be my happy foot is the control of the game. Like we saw LAFC start the game. Their start to the game was like, we're going to be all direct. We're going to go all to Bwanga. But once they got the goal, they were like, look, we can play with the ball. We can play in a different way. And they really proved it in this game. And I thought that was a really promising sign for, I think, a team like Seattle, who we probably will come up against, even though I know Dallas won that game. Seattle is like a better version of this Vancouver team. Like they're just a smarter version of the Vancouver team, maybe less athletic, but they'll be a little bit smarter in the way they deal with LAFC.
Darren, any happy feet or sad feet?
Honestly, mine have been taken, but I'm trying to think of others. I do think Ilya was a rock as always. We don't ever talk about him enough. And I agree. Like it did feel, you could feel it starting to be a little bit less nervy once they slowed things down finally and started taking control of the game, like Vince just said. Yeah, Maxime was just awesome. It kind of ended up being a keeper duel. We had more chances that really should have gone in.
Yeah. Yeah, their keeper was man of the match easily. Like they made some saves that were unbelievable.
Yeah. I guess that's an athlete's foot. We haven't had one in a while.
I never know what these are. This is my podcast, and I'm like, I don't know what the rules are. What's a what?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Athlete's foot is like when someone you have to acknowledge that someone's playing well.
That right,
is
right, right.
Quite okay. Our team. Because they're being an athlete.
Can someone write this down? Can someone
make
a Bible for this podcast?
I'm working on a wiki.
Yeah, someone needs to make a wiki. Explain the different characters. When Andy comes on, we say that he's driving me to LAX.
Yeah, I
also want to say happy foot. We won a game that we did the live stream for. Boy, did it suck to be doing these consistently losing and then people yelling at us as the jinx. But
yeah. I also just say I think the lineup is a happy foot. Like we utilized the depth that we needed and it worked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a huge deal because that's been kind of the story of the whole season is that we need to be able to do that. And there have been a lot of times when that hasn't worked out and it did in a really big game.
Vince, did you give your feet? Show us your feet.
Oh, well, you've been trying. Wait a second. You've been trying to get me to do that ever since I was announced here. I see what your game is.
That's for the $25 a month Patreon subscriber.
Yeah.
Happy foot was the control of the game. Sad foot is it's just got to be Mario. He's just so disappointed. And it's such a confidence thing. I will say, though, and you guys were doing this, Connor, the people in the chat were watching the game. You guys were more like focus on what you were doing. Modu continuously saying like he absolutely has to score that goal. Like it was harder than it looked. Okay. Like if you watch in slow mode, the pass is a little bit behind him and he has to sort his feet out really quickly. It was a little harder than it looked. Yes, it's a chance, but like let's not crush a guy. It's interesting to me that a commentator's like, oh, you just gotta score that. Okay, thanks, guy. You played, you know it's not that easy.
Was that the moment where he stomped on the goalie's face? Is that what they're talking
about? Yeah, where he ended up doing that. And that was, again, it was a good chance, but like it wasn't like the chance that he had in the last game of the season against Vancouver. That one, he definitely has to score. Yeah.
I think at this point, if you're in this situation, you have to play Ordaz over Mario. Ordaz is just giving us better minutes than Mario, even if he's not as talented.
Well,
I love Ordaz. I always agree with
Hopefully you don't have to start. Or down.
Yes.
Yes. If you need a sub at the nine, yes, I would prefer Ordaz. But hopefully, again, he's still got a ways to go as well. If I think to Darren's point, it was smart to have Carlos and Giorgio sit. And I think the plan probably always was, hey Mario, could you give us 65 minutes and then we put in Carlos? So yeah, Mario really kind of messed up that plan.
Do you think if we play in Seattle, we start Vela and Chiellini on the turf, or do you think we're not playing them on turf?
Well, remember, it's a one-off.
So we will.
It's winter going. Yeah. I mean, there's no like, oh, we're holding them just in case we get that return leg. Yeah. No, I mean, they start easily.
And does it beg the question of, you know, how important was getting 3 points in Vancouver on the last day of the season, right? Now that St. Louis is out, probably going to go have to make that trip up to Seattle. Not ideal, especially in the conference semifinals. They're going to want it a lot. So it's not fun, but hey, it's things you can't control.
If we had home field over Seattle, I'd be feeling very confident right now. I am scared of that game. I'm scared of going into Seattle. I think that'll be a tough game. But if I will be going.
The tight table really turned out to be very consequential.
Tight table.
Especially with St. Louis going down.
That's a happy foot. We now
could play
the Western Conference Finals at home, which
will
be a delight.
Do you think they're going to repost that stat sheet of all those MLS pundits ranking them like last or predicting them last in the standings? Do you think they're going to do that again?
The pundits should post it.
Yeah. Right. Like, what are you doing now?
I guess wild card makes sense.
We do have a few guests waiting. Joey, welcome back to the show. Joey, what do you got for us?
Decent reception. Missing piece of cardboard for my sight gag. So that's a bummer. You know, I don't get to be fully Joey One Bar.
That's true.
Who even are you if you don't have bad reception? That's all you are to us.
Well,
is a man who uses Mint Mobile.
Yeah, I mean to honor Wrexham FC and its co-ownership.
You're the one that actually switched for it. Wow, they went hard and they got one guy.
They got him.
Well, I definitely get all my power tools from Flex, and I only drink sponsored beverages. Makes Travis feel really bad on all the various streams when he's like, "Oops, I didn't mean to toast."
I still fucking think about that.
The non-official tequila of LAFC, and I'm like, "Yeah, I fucking trolled Travis again." Woo!
Well, now that you sufficiently humiliated me again, do you have any happy feet and sad feet for the game?
Well, I also was like, I also feel like I'm running some defense on Jeff Talk because I went to the Wikipedia page for Berea and there was no accent. So then I like had to listen to the audio for Wikipedia and I was like, oh shit, it says Berea. Like, I don't know if Jeff Talk's correction of me was valid, but there I am. Like, I want to stir that shit up again.
I think he was correcting me.
Jeff. I thought he was correcting me, but we could
I'm
run
pretty
back
sure
the
he's
tape.
Correcting me. Listen, it was me.
Let's talk about the game. We just won a playoff series. What the fuck are we doing? Let's talk about the game.
Well, Travis, to be fair, we won't play again for like a month.
That's true.
Oh, that's so true.
Wow.
This is very anticlimactic.
Thanksgiving first.
Okay, so was that
thankful for?
Was that a happy foot or a sad foot? What was that?
Take it.
It was an athlete's shin.
Joey, yeah. Give us a happy foot and a sad foot right now.
Jesus. All right. The referee did not interfere too much in the game in a way that was disappointing to us.
Yes.
It's a bummer to see Vanni Sartini look like that. But I always remember, like, both as an athlete and as a former official, you don't want to lose the game and have a bunch of excuses. It does not feel good. It does not help your psyche at all. It helps to win and then be like, oh, fuck, like, everything in the world was against us. You know, the weather was against us. The officiating crew was against us. The opposing teams, you know, whatever, families were against us, what have you. So better to win and not have to make excuses. So, you know, I'd say GG to Vancouver. We saw them, what, 6 times this season? A half dozen times. And
that's a happy foot. I don't ever want to think about the fucking Vancouver Whitecaps ever again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yep.
And
we
also
haven't talked about that yet, yeah.
Well, whether we get Dallas or we get those other fuckers from Seattle, we get them, you know, on like a little less rest than us, right? They had to play in 5 days on Friday. So a little, just a tiny bit, they had to play one more game where we already set the MLS record with 50 games. So calendar year, you know, there you have it.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And I screenshotted myself with the Continental Tires commercial in the background when I was backstage. So my life is complete. Connor collapses. Dude, this is legendary. Holy fuck.
All right. No, so lucky.
Oh, my God.
Joey, no, thank you so much. We love you.
You too.
Thank you for joining us, as always. Thank you for hanging out in the watch-along, too. That was awesome.
Go Tigers.
In
both. Thank you, Joey, for everything, as always. Right now, we're bringing on a man who I wish we didn't have to bring on. Truly one of the worst men who's ever lived. Heel of the foot. A person that if he drowned, I wouldn't go to his funeral. Jeff Tock. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Wow. You wouldn't go to my funeral? My funeral, Travis. Like, you're running out of levels to take this bit up. We're approaching you like wishing bad things to happen to my family members. This is a business.
I didn't say I want it to happen. I'm just not going to mourn if it does.
You said you don't want to go to my funeral. That hurts my feelings. If you had a funeral, I'd send flowers,
Jeff,
man.
We're friends. Look, you're not. We're friends, friend. Jeff.
Are we? This is how friends treat each other. So I was going to come on here and I was going to say, you know what, Jeff, don't make it all about you, because who wants to really care about you, right? And then I get fucking sideswiped by fucking one bar over here fucking talking about it. Wasn't like you have to fucking roll your R's. You were saying, I didn't want to talk about it. Oh, we're mispronouncing the word. It's fine. Who cares? Ultimately, also, you don't have to go to the Wikipedia age. Ask one guy who speaks Spanish, Joey. One guy who speaks Spanish.
Okay.
Say it.
All right.
And then speaking of guys who speak Spanish, LAX Andy last time coming in here.
So hard to find. They're so hard to find, Jeff. You can't.
Well, it's true. We're
especially in LA.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
Is this what 110 football was like? Was it this mean all the time?
Yeah.
But behind the scenes,
Yeah, that we're going off. That's why I took Connor Salon to come on here. Anyways, my point is that fucking LAX Andy's coming off, like going drive by me on the way out, and LASC Luke. I'm tired of this, man. I'm tired of these lesser whack packers coming in here and trying to fucking come for the crown. If you guys know where I'm at, you know where I sit. Come see me. That's what I'm saying. Come see me. Anyways.
Jeff Tuck threatening to fight other listeners of the podcast. You're the heel of the foot. What bad do you have to say now that we just won a playoff series? I believe you said.
That's pretty tough.
I believe you said earlier in the season, our season is over. We're not going to win the West. There's no chance of us winning MLS Cup.
There's enough dumb stuff I actually say. You don't need to make up stuff that I said.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, how are you feeling now? How are you feeling now about our team?
Just go find it. I say this every time. I say go find it. You guys haven't found it one time. Zero times you found it.
Well, Jeff, you know their work ethic. Like, let's be fair.
It's true. Yeah. You're right. It's why this will always work. I can always say go find it, and it will never be found even if it's there, because these guys refuse to go back and find it.
Yeah, they're not going to do it.
The bad things that are happening. I mean, the bad things is this is we had the chance to win six cups and we have won zero and we remain at zero.
Okay,
no
shut the
what.
Fuck up. See, any happy
you want to come on and yell, and then he comes on and does the bit and everybody gets mad. He does the bit. Anyways, my happy foot is that the really dumb decision of playing Aaron Long worked out. And so hopefully that's the last time that Aaron Long has to play, maybe ever again. And my sad foot was. So, and then my sad foot is that John, I guess, here's the thing. All you guys said, Mario Gonzalez is your sad foot. And I respect that. That's probably what I would go if I was first up. But I'm not first up. So I have to go to the deeper cut of John Thornton signing Mario Gonzalez is my side. And the idea that Mario Gonzalez gets a yellow card and comes out of half and we have to play Nathan Ordaz. And like, I'm with Vince on this, right? Like, I love Ordaz. Ordaz is fast. Ordaz plays the way that you'd like to see a guy play. He's slick. He's from LA. That's not a guy you want to start in a playoff game. That's not the guy that you're like, this is, you know, like, he's not on the U.S. national team call-ups. He's not like a phenom. It's not Jalen Neal over at Galaxy. Or over the Galaxy. And so I'm really bummed that these are our guys that we're having to play at the nine and that we have not found a way to play our three blessed attack. And so ultimately, like, that's, I think if we have a really bad Achilles heel outside of paying Aaron, it's that we're playing these guys at the nine. And I just don't know that that's going to work. I don't know that's going to work against the best teams in the East. I think we have a really good shot at winning the West, but I really think we're going to be real big underdogs to any of these great East Coast teams. And I think we saw that, you know, when we got our asses kicked by Inter Miami, you know what I mean? The really great teams are going to take advantage of those weaknesses. So.
Well, I hope we don't play Inter Miami in the playoffs. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for joining us as always.
Great. They're playing on Friday.
Thank you, Jeff.
Go fuck yourself.
That's fair. It's fair.
Connor, how was your first experience with Jeff Talk? As awful as it is for us?
No, it was great. It was very entertaining. Very entertaining to say the least. So thank you, Jeff.
Genuinely,
he said everything
you,
I wanted to say to you guys. I just was holding back a little bit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Cool. Great.
We're starting out fine.
Good thanks for your time. Thanks for your time, Connor. I also have never had to lower someone's mic volume to 11 before. It was at 100 and I had to bring it down to 11.
We might have been doing that. I was also lowering his mic volume.
He saw the low mic quality comments in the chat. People were liking it, I think.
Jeff Talk calling in from his customer service headset.
It sounds like a drive-through window.
We didn't give him our orders before he left.
We do have to buy him a better microphone because we're not allowed to make fun of his microphone quality because it feels classist. So I do need to buy him a better microphone.
That's true. We should. Also, genuinely, thank you to Jeff Talk for leaning in so hard to
everyone,
the role that we've pigeonholed him into from the beginning of starting this podcast.
They need to know that we're friends with him.
We do genuinely love fake. Jeff Talk.
And the hotspot.
Guys, wrestling is fake. You should
send a hot spot.
It's just still entertaining.
If you guys start offering to buy people stuff,
it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, we can hotspot for Joey Tubar.
Well, we will tell you because we talked about this off air. Connor has a basket full of these old 110 football Adidas jerseys, and we're going to find some way to get it to people in the chat. So we don't know how we're going to do it yet. We think Connor's just going to drop it off at a random spot at BMO. For all of you.
And then you guys will have, it'll be like a geocache.
It'll have to be honor system, like it is
set up a series of riddles that they have to solve.
It'll just have a piece of paper with a Venmo, so you can just click and send whatever you feel is necessary. And
no, then it'll be for the, it'll be for the mic fund.
Well, that's what we'll put. We'll put Venmo for Mike and Hotspot Fund.
Mike and Hotspot.
And you guys can come and get
sweet jersey.
It's not bad.
I see.
It's very well printed by Nikki Sports.
By Nikki Sports.
Oh, another one. Look at that.
Give him the full screen. I want to see it. How do we give him full screen?
Do you give me full screen? Look at it in all its glory, you guys. I can just go back super far.
Here it is.
There you go.
Here he is. Look at that.
Wow. So beautiful.
Look at that.
Thank you, Nikki Sports. And what a handsome young man.
I was telling these guys, Connor, I live in Burbank. I see the 110 football van sometimes, and I'm like, there's the 110 football van. And I'm like,
it's become a great multi-purpose van post 110 football life. So I love that you see it.
Have you noticed?
It gets me very excited when I see it.
That when you stare at the 110 football van, it's still, but then you turn your head, it gets a little bit closer. And then you look and you run, and then turn away and it gets a little bit closer. It's stuck.
Yeah. It hits my car a lot. What's that about?
Well, we tried to leave a note.
Gavin Matz says, because he hasn't said anything the whole stream, he would like a free t-shirt. Gavin is a very good stand-up who just dropped his stand-up special on YouTube.
That's true. Shout out to Gavin Matz.
Go look up Gavin Matz. It's cool that he watched this. Sorry to his native Canada's Vancouver Whitecaps.
Yeah, Gavin, if we get you a shirt, you have to wear it. stand up at some point. Like, you don't have to do it on a special, but you just have to wear it and like post it on Instagram or something.
110 for life for Thomas. Connor, what's your life been like post 110? What you been up to?
It's been, I mean, it's kind of been sad in all honesty. Just the strike, straight baby. Up. The strike may be one of those.
There's been a pandemic, those
I don't see
strikes,
Vince as often. So no, I mean, look, we miss 110. Love that, you know, I pop onto the streams once in a while and seeing some old familiar faces in the chat for you guys is always fun to watch. But things have been good. Things have been good. All things considered, I can't complain, so I won't. But yeah, I mean, really no updates. Just hanging out. Trying to get rid of shirts, I guess.
He's on really busy.
I've just been clearing 110 house. That's all I've been doing since we started.
Yeah, taking inventory of old merch.
Yeah, I have like I have a 110 poster. I have old framed like LAFC photos that were on the old set. Maybe we should do like a anonymous auction to give out some old mementos.
Luke Clip has been dropping actual soccer comments that I guess we should get to.
Oh, is this a happy show?
Max was there when we needed him. Yeah, we talked about how fucking fantastic he was. Sad foot. Could any of our players turn on the turf? So many guys falling. Yeah, I got nervous. Let's hope Mario's okay. I mean, he fell a couple times, came off with that ankle. Did they say anything on the broadcast about how he was looking or feeling?
No, I looked pretty innocuous, though. I mean, maybe if anything, it looked like he was like, you know what? I've done enough. I think we could bring in Giorgio at this point. Like, it just really didn't seem like too much of something, but you never know. But like we said, at least they have 3 weeks to get healthy.
But, is that when the next game is? 3 weeks from now?
Well, because the rest of the games have to finish, right? And some of them are going to three, and then there's an international break, which is about a week and a half.
Fucking Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's about 3 weeks. Yeah,
I love this league.
Could you not flip this to a happy foot saying no players got like a Velasco injury, right?
Yeah.
Think about if Vela went down. Bad. Yeah.
Right.
So
there was a list of how many people got horrifically injured in Lumen over the last few years. And it's just like that turf must be worse than the other turfs. It's just crazy that it keeps happening there. LAFC in the chat says, I'm only here because 110 football disbanded. You don't need to insult us.
We'll take it. No, we'll take it. I'm here for it.
Compliment.
I'll take the runoff.
Oh, yeah. I want the sloppy seconds. We do less work. It's a worse product.
LAFC Luke said that Max came in at the right at the right time. True for Max Bredos, too, on our watch along. At the same time,
both Maxes.
We were struggling, and he came in and saved us there, too. So yes. Thank you to all Maxes tonight.
I do have to say, guys, I didn't watch because it was surreal. It felt like if I had watched, it would have been like seeing my significant other cheat with my ex. And so I just could not watch you to Max Bredos while I'm not allowed to be around. It just feels very odd.
He invited me to come to the training facility and like do a show with him. It was really nice of him.
He was like, do you guys want to be the hosts of this other show?
I haven't talked to Max in like 3 months. No, I'm kidding. I talked to Max all the time.
Well, any other happy feet or sad feet as we wind down? I think we hit 30 and I just feel good. I mean, like this was a series that we should have won on paper. I think we were rightly a little nervous because we hadn't played great against Vancouver and we don't play great up there. But we did the fucking job and we did it with not even our best 11 up in Vancouver. I think we all should feel good as we now take 3 weeks off to eat Thanksgiving turkey. Connor, anything else you want to say about the game that you didn't get to say?
Yeah, well, I think at least for a majority of LAFC's earlier history, it was these one-off games in a place like Vancouver where you have your non-A-team lineup and you just need 3 points. You just need to grind out a win and see us into the next round. That I think a lot of LAFC fans just like couldn't get behind the team because that was one place that they kept falling short in so many ways, at least in those first three seasons, maybe even pushing that COVID year. But after the MLS Cup last year, I think just kind of ripped that Band-Aid off. I don't feel that much pressure. You know, not doing 110 football too might be a product of that. But, you know, I just feel the team is like ready, no pressure, can get these one-off victories against a team like Vancouver on that shitty, shitty turf. And then look, now we're focusing on the conference semis. And, you know, I believe in this team, even if it isn't at the caliber that it was last year. I know the fans are very quick to judge, but I think this team is playing with confidence and, you know, this sense of no pressure.
I think you're right. I think there's a real sense of poise with the team where they're like, you know, we seem like the elder statesmen in the league. I think we're not afraid to be there, and that shows. Yep. And I think you're right, just winning last year in those circumstances. And I don't want to have to go to Seattle and play, but I do. I think we have a chance to win there. And I think we could then, I think we then easily, as this comment says, become the Western Conference favorites and, you know, go out to Cincy and hope we can win one in Cincinnati. And I think we could. I would bet on us to win against any team any day of the week, especially with the experience we have. I know that the East is good, but I don't think any of them want us to win the West. I'll say that.
I would not necessarily bank on Cincy just being there, by the way, because they lost Nick Haglund. Matt Miazga took a dumb second yellow. So their center back, they're depleted at center back, and they're probably going to have to play Philly. So actually, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Philly that is in
the final. Yeah. Bring it on. Bring it on, Jeff Elliott.
The Elliott.
Then we have to go to Chester.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to remember when they tweeted that thing about Elliott being better than Gareth Bale. I feel like it's been the 1 year anniversary of that, and I think we need to acknowledge
yes.
that they tweeted that Jack Elliott was better than Gareth Bale moments before Gareth Bale destroyed the city of Philadelphia's hopes.
That's your 1 year anniversary. You don't even give a shit about the MLS Cup.
No, I don't know what else happened.
It was a big day. It was a big day for LAFC on Twitter that day. That's what yes. I remember.
Huge, huge.
A lot happened on Twitter.
Vince, anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
No, I mean, I think you really summed it up very well. It's the anniversary of a really poorly placed tweet, and I think what we've learned here is never tweet.
Never tweet.
Thank you to everybody who watched for this live stream and the watch along. Thank you for everyone who follows the podcast.
Do one of these.
Thank you so much to Connor for joining us. This was awesome.
Click that bell. Click that bell.
You are welcome back anytime. Truly, the door is open. Get at us. Hang out anytime. Thanks to everybody else for hanging out. Anybody else got any parting words?
Love you.
We love you. Goodbye.
We love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.